Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello. Grace greetings, guys. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. If you caught us yesterday, about midway through the podcast, we started our discussion on Jesus the prophet, talking about the role of prophet that Jesus played. I want to finish that idea today, and we closed by talking about either accepting that Jesus was the Messiah upon which Christianity rests, or rejecting him as a dying redeemer and just taking his teachings as a moral instruction. And we talked a little bit about Jefferson writing the Jefferson Bible, about Jesus, all of the references to Jesus without any of the miracles. And actually, I didn't say this yesterday, but it's worth saying, the Jefferson Bible actually ends with Jesus being placed into a tomb. It does not have Jesus coming out of the grave, because the resurrection would have, if that really happened, then Christianity must be adhered to as a miraculous event rather than just moral instruction. His version of Jesus was not unlike the average person's version of Jesus, an ordinary man with an extraordinary message who taught us high moral living. I guess you could say this, Jefferson, if that was his belief, then he was a great statesman, but a poor man of faith. Because having faith in a moral code is what most people in the world have. Doesn't save anyone, doesn't make us a new creation. We have to take it further. John said of Jesus in John 1:1 that the Word was God. And then the Word was made flesh, dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. That's John 1:14. The disciples that followed Jesus didn't believe they were just following a moral man. They believed that they were following everything they had seen in the Old Testament, robed in human flesh, walking and talking with them. Jesus said this about himself in John 8:38. I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and you do that which you have seen with your Father. And these words put Jesus with the Father throughout the Old Testament, seeing all things the Father saw. And again, his words must either be believed as truth, or they must be rejected as a lie, or the musings and ramblings of a crazy man. While seeing Jesus as a Savior and a healer and a Redeemer and even our friend isn't really that difficult because we're accustomed to that, it's a little different to see him as prophet. That's something that most people don't really equate with Jesus, because the prophets of the Old Testament were always recalling the sins of people. I mean, when Elijah was living in Zarephath, there's a widow woman and her son who's providing for Elijah. He's provided for them the miracle of meal, and also she provides for him food. When the widow's son gets sick and dies, she says to Elijah, right when he walks through the door, "What have I to do with you, O man of God? Are you come to me to call my sin to remembrance and to slay my son?" 1 Kings 17:18. See, the common perception of the prophet was one who reminded you of everything you had done wrong. Well, the New Testament prophet holds a different office entirely. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 14:3 that the prophet is to edify, exhort, and comfort. Well, Jesus meets these three things to a T. He builds us up, that's edify. He encourages us, that's exhort us. And he comforts us with love and compassion. So who could be a better prophet than the one that meets the very definition of prophet? What hurts is when I see Christ made out to be cold, distant, harsh, because then he's not really a prophet anymore. I mean, every believer can rest in the words of Jesus. They find rest for their souls. Remember, it was Jesus who called all of us to him in Matthew 11, because he said, "I will give you rest." Now, while we can find Jesus in the Old Testament, remember, he did not come to be an extension of an old covenant, but to establish a new and living way. So our prophet, Jesus, is speaking words today to us of comfort, what a real prophet does. So just sit back, relax, and allow abundant grace and mercy to bless you. Use that to go in peace. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.